ございます。
おはようございます。
皆さんも来てますか？ちょっと顔が半分まだ、布団の中に入って半分眠りという感じだけど、まあ、皆さんが賛美をするときに結構パワフルで力入れて、喜びが溢れてますが、間聞きましたが、日本人がどっちかというと秋のイメージは寂しいと言われています。私は全く違うイメージがあるんだけど、皆さんはその雨とか、暗くなるとかそういうイメージがあるんだけど、寒くなるんだけど、僕はどっちかというと紅葉のイメージがあるし、夏の間皆さんが、一生懸命、その農業者の皆さんが一生懸命ロープした収穫をみんなで、楽しんで食べてお祝いする時間があって、また風がちょっと新しい、また風があって、それがいいなと思います。あと基本個人的な意見だけど、夏の洋服より自分にとって秋の、洋服の方が自分に合ってる、体も色も、だからそれも楽しんでいるんだけど、どうですか皆さん、今朝私たちがこの教会に来て、たくさん素晴らしい秋の花がそれぞれのところにあって、それを楽しんで、まあ、神様がいろんな方法でいろんな季節でも私たちに自分の愛を表していると思っています。今朝私たちが、創世記19章、先ほどひろゆきさんが日本語で読みましたが、皆さんはこの冬気持ちはあるんでしょうか？正直に言うとこの箇所を初めて読んだらもう冬感じだった。結構重くてもうありすぎて、でも今日はこの中から私たちが学ばれることはあると思いますが、そのために私たちの心を開いて、神様が私たちを導いてくれることを願っています。
Morning everybody.
Good morning
everybody.
Good morning.
You're proving to me what I just said in Japanese. Your body is here, but your mind is somewhere else in bed. Everybody is lively during the singing, and at the rest of the time, they're half asleep. But I hope that you can stay awake for today's message. There's definitely a lot to stay awake for. I learned recently that Japanese people think of the autumn season as kind of a sad season. They feel a bit of sadness, a bit of loneliness in this season. I have a completely different feeling about autumn. Autumn is my favorite month. Okay, I hate the heat. And so it's just like, woo! The wind has come and the cool has come and I can be alive again. I prefer the fall colors. They look better on me, the style and the color. But also the beauty of outside, the changing of the leaves, everything that people have worked hard for all through the summer, all of the farmers have done, we get to enjoy the harvest of that and celebrate that together. Celebrate the fullness, celebrate God's goodness. And in Canada and in America, we have Thanksgiving. And that's a time to celebrate God's provision as well. So I love the fall. It's my favorite. It's my favorite season. But today, as you came in, I hope you could see in different locations throughout the church building, somebody put up some beautiful fall flowers. We've got some here at the front. But all of these are signs, all of them are reminders, the changing of the leaves, the changing of the seasons, the harvest, that God loves us, God is providing for us, and we want to celebrate that this morning. We're going to be speaking from Genesis 19. Charles read that chapter to you. And if you're like, oh boy, if you had that feeling, don't feel badly. That's how I felt when I read this and thought, oh, I have to preach on this chapter. because there's a lot, and to be honest, it's really heavy in a lot of ways. But I pray that God will guide us, that He will bless this time, and that we can see something in the midst of all of the darkness and all the sin, that we can see something good about God from this chapter. Okay, there are a few things that I want us to note very, very quickly. I'm just going to go through them very quickly from the story. The first one is that Lot is waiting at the gate, and he's very, very persuasive with the men, with the angels. If you remember, Atsushi talked last week, just previous to this, that God tells Abraham, I'm going to destroy that city. And Abraham intercedes and intercedes and intercedes. Please, if you can at least find 10 people, don't destroy the city. And he says, okay, I'll do that. And he sends the two angels on. This is the story. They come into the city, and Lot is waiting there at the gate. And he says, come to my home. And they say, no, we can hang out here. And he says, no, you cannot come to my house. And basically grabs them and drags them to his house. That is significant because he is waiting for people to come. My question is, what does he know that's going on in the city? What does he know that's going to happen when it comes nightfall that he wants to save them from? I think that's why he's being persuasive, why he's waiting for people and he tries to pull them. I don't know if he waited there every day looking for people or not, but for some reason he's waiting at the gate and he pulls them in. いくつのことを早めにそれを注目して、それから今日のレッスンに入りたいと思います。まず今朝の話ではロトが門で待っててでその二人の天使二人の見つかり神様のしもべが来た時に彼がもうどうしても彼らをうちに泊まってほしい、いや家に来てくださいと呼ばれても、彼らはいや今晩町の中でいいんですよって言って、いやうちにもう絶対にうちに来てくださいと言ってた。なぜそれが大切なのかというと、彼がなんかその町の中夜になったら何が行うかを分かってたかもしれない。で彼らを守るために無理やりに自分の家に導いて読んでたポイントは、英語では私の友人よと訳す。だけど日本語では兄弟たちよと呼ばれて、よく覚えるとロットがその町に入ってた、その町もともとその町の人 の中じゃなかった。アブラハムと自分の実家からその町に行って、そのぐちゃぐちゃ、もう若者だったら、もうやべえ、マジキモいところでは、その人たちに兄弟たちよと呼ばれた。Lot himself says, No, my friends.To the men of the city. If you remember, in Japanese though, they translate it as, No, my brothers, don't do this. Usually we don't use the word brothers for somebody or friends unless we have some kind of closer relationship with them. I know sometimes we use the word friends really lightly.But really, if you think about the real meaning of friends, there was some kind of deeper relationship that he had with them. And if you remember, I think it's significant in the Japanese that he uses brothers, because he is not related to them. If you remember, God calls Abraham, and Abraham takes Lot with him, and they go to a foreign place. They're trusting in God. And then Lot himself chooses the place where he will settle. But he had gotten so tied in with the people there,that he could call them brothers. Third point is that the men are so desperate to do what they want to do that they threaten that they will do worse to Lot than what they plan to do to the two men. does they were going to push Lot out and break down the door. That's how desperate, that's how determined they were to do what they want to do. So it's not like a, hey, we want to get to know these people, let's have a tea party. You know, they had a plan about what they were going to do, and they were willing to break down the door and beat the man who's hosting them in order to get what they want. That's how desperate they were. その町の中の男性の皆さん、若者から、年寄りの方まで、みんながロトの家に来て、で、日本語では曖昧な言葉使いがある。よく日本語でそれがある。はっきりあまり言わない。彼らをよく知りたいのだ。よく知る。聖書ではそのよく知るは優しく、私たちはその人と一緒になりたいというのは成功のことです。あまりテキストにそれをあまりはっきり言ってないけど、そういう意味で、そういうつもりで、その男の人、その男性の皆さんがロトの家に来た。で、ロトが、なんていう、まあ、これで訳すと、そのもっとひどいことロト、その人たちよりもロトにひどいことをやるということを、言ってたんだけど、もう彼らのつもりでは、もっともっとひどいことをロトにやる。もしロトが邪魔になるだったら、9節の最後のところを見ると、塔を破ろうと近づいてきた。塔を破ろうまで、そこまで自分がやりたいことをにした。はい、次のポイント。神様がこの町を破壊することを分かってても、ロトと彼の家族は町から、その去ることをためらうことをした。なんで？Why in the world did Lot and his family hesitate to leave the city? When clearly that God was going to destroy. I mean, God had made it very clear. I am going to destroy this city. Get out. I mean, he must have believed it. He went and he tried to convince his son, his future son-in-laws to leave. He tried to convince other people to leave. But when they wouldn't go, they were hesitant to leave the city, even though they knew the city was going to be destroyed. It says that Lot was afraid to live in Zoar, the town, and so they go to a cave. Again, I have a question. Why? Why was he afraid to live in that town? What was he hiding, or what was he afraid of? Why would he choose to live in a cave on the mountain with his daughters alone? What was going on that he was afraid? Was he afraid that Zoar was eventually going to be destroyed too? Was he afraid that the people of Zoar were going to blame him for what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? I don't know. But it says that he's afraid, and he goes and he lives in a cave on the mountain. ロトがそのゾアに住むのを恐れていたと書いてあります。で、そこで山にある、ホラー穴に住むことにして、なぜその恐れがあったのか。なぜ？ゾアに行ったら実際にソドムとゴモラみたいにひどいことが、状況があったのか。で、また神様がその町を破壊するかどうか。
それとも、そのソドンとゴモラが破壊されたことは、ロトのせいだということを恐れたか、私たちもはっきり分からないんだけど、町から離れて自分の若い二人の娘たちを山に連れて、でホラー穴に住むことは私たちがあまり想像できない生活だと思います。最後にロトの子孫、この後に読むと、ロトの子孫は神様から離れて神様の民族と戦っていた国々になってきた。先ほどロトが神が遅れた人でも、ロトの子孫が神様から離れられた人たちになる。それも一つの注目したいことだと思います。 So lastly, the last point that I want to point out from the story is this, is that that's not what I want to point out. Lot's descendants separate themselves from God. Before, Lot is one who is sent by God, but the descendants of Lot separate themselves from God. And they become nations that worship other gods, and they become nations that fight God's people, even though they have the same background, even though they have the same heritage. The Moabites and the Ammonites worshipped the gods Chemosh and Molech. Chemosh and Molech demanded, in their worship, demanded human sacrifice, especially child sacrifice. And there's lots of different depictions, both old and new, that show you kind of the idea of that. But people who came from a man who believed in the one God pulled away from God and chose instead to believe this God who demanded the sacrifice of their own children. この子孫はモアブという国、またアモンという国で、その二つの国は、いろんな神々を崇拝した、礼拝した、拝んでた。その神々はケモシュ、またモレクという二つの神々、まあ、もしかしたら同じ神かもしれないんだけど、その神を礼拝するの一つは、人間、特に子供たちを殺してその神に捧げるの礼拝のやり方でした。だから彼らの先祖は神様を礼拝したけれども、その子孫は神様から離れた、そこまで離れた人たちだった。基本的にこの19章は罪の章です。罪についての章です。日本の社会では罪というのは社会に対する、社会が受け入れられないこと、行いです。例えば人殺しとか。でも聖書の罪という言葉はまた違う意味です。罪というのは神様が望んでいること、神様の御心、神様の意思から離れること、何でもそれは罪という意味です。でこの特にこの、19章から、ある牧師先生、また作者の方が、その先生がこう書いてありました。罪ということがあったら、基本的に3つの罪、種類があります。一つは人間的、それとも、まあ、別の意味では個人的、自分で決めて行う罪。もう一つはその文化、その夫婦、夫婦じゃなくて、夫婦はまた別のこと、風習。まあ、一つの例えとしては、カンボジアでは カメルージュの前に嘘をつく、人を騙すことは、罪だった。でもカメルージュが来た時には自分を守るために誰にも誰でも嘘をつくのは OK、 大丈夫だった。今でもそういう考え方がある、その文化からその影響から私たちもその罪を受けます。で、3つ目は家族、世代から世代へ。それもあの文化と個人もつながってるけど、その家族によってその罪を世代から世代へあります。その3つの種類があります。 So clearly、chapter 19 is a chapter that looks at sin, that faces sin. One thing that I wanted to share about sin, some of you may know this, some of you may not know this, especially those of you who are newer to Japan, is you can't assume that just because you say you know the Japanese word for sin, tsumi, that it has the same idea or the same meaning. In the Japanese concept, the idea of sin is only or traditionally related to only things that are societal taboos. For example, like murder would be considered a sin. But the biblical idea of sin is much deeper than that. It's much more broader. It covers everything. Anything that separates you from God, that makes you apart from God, from God's will, from God's heart, from God's purpose, that is considered sin. And so, chapter 19, we definitely see a lot of sin. When I was doing research on this chapter, there's a minister who's also an author, and he wrote specifically, when we look at different sins in the Bible, we can see three different kinds of sins, three different categories. And you can find all three of those categories in this chapter. The first one is just human, personal sin, the sin that we choose based on our decisions, our actions. The second one is cultural sins. We all have influences from our culture, from our home nation, that influence how we live, how we think. There are sins in our culture, in our nations, that we inherit as well. We don't even think about it. I'll give you a quick example. In Cambodia, pre-Khmer Rouge, lying or deceiving people was considered something wrong in society. But during the time of Khmer Rouge, as a way of trying to survive, to protect oneself, it became okay in society, in their culture, to lie and to deceive. Even up until today, everybody, including your own family and the people closest to you, it's not considered a bad thing. It's considered a normal thing, and you shouldn't get upset about it because it's normal and it's accepted. So the things that we have in our culture influence us. We don't even think about it, but there's those kinds of sins. And then thirdly is family sin. And family sin is connected with cultural sin and connected with personal sin. But family sin, there are things that get passed from generation to generation to generation through our families. And so these are the three types of sins that we want to do. この19章を読んだら、このいくつの、罪が見えます。今朝はそれ全部数えて言わないんだけど、このスクリーンを見たらいくつの罪があるとは分かっている。で、その中でもいくつがあります。例えばその性交的な、罪ではまたいろんな種類があります。これはこの19章だけではなく、それは私たちの人生の中にもあります。この罪でも別の罪でも、今朝私たちが向き合っていることは 私たちが神様から離れている罪ということです。またその罪は私たちに影響だけじゃなくて別の人にも別の世代にもその影響があるということです。So in chapter 19, I'm not going to read all of these. You can just look at the screen. You can read the text for yourself. These are some of the different sins that you can see in chapter 19. And then even within those, there's different ones. Like for example, in the sexual sin, there's lots of different kinds of sexual sin just in this chapter. But what I want you to do today is I don't want you just to look at this as this is the story and these are the bad people and God destroyed them and that's the end. We also struggle with sin. We also face sin. And that's what we're kind of staring at today. We look at this and we think, but I hope we think because we realize that within ourselves. We realize our own humanity in the same way that we see it in them. And today, our message is not just about sin, but also how sin not only affects us, but also how it affects other people. 今朝、3つのポイントがあります。最初は、このポイントです。自分の罪が自分にも傷をつける。でも自分の罪をただ自分に傷をつけるだけじゃなくて他の人にも傷をつけます。ただその罪の結果は別の人もそれを受けて苦しんでいます。よく私たちがその罪のことを考えたら、いや自分が決めてることだから自分の自由さがある、あと他の人がそれを気づかないならそれはただ自分の罪だけど、私たちが見えないところでもその罪の影響は別の方にもあると思います。出エジプト記の20章と30章にも書いてあるし、また新命記の5章9節にも書いてあります。私たちの罪が3代目4代目まで、その罪を行うことも続くし、その結果もそこまで続いている。ここまで私たちが何を思っているか、行うだけじゃなくて何を思っているか、何を言っているか、何を感じているかのも考えなきゃいけない。一緒にもたくさんアブラハムとか、ハムとダビデの例がありますが、私が、一つだけの例を出します。これはあまり教会では、話さないことだけど今日ちょっと言ってみます。性交的な罪は、たくさんあるんだけど、それは、私たちに影響があるだけじゃなくて結婚する相手に対するその影響もあります。子供たちにもその影響があります。いくつの例があるんだけど、日本でもアメリカでも、一つの戦いは、そのポルノグラフィー、ポルノのことで、それはよく隠れている。でも今週僕がいろいろ調べていて、どれほどその人の、将来のまた今の結婚生活に影響があるのか、 を見たら、もう実際に、もう実際にいろいろ調べて、もう実際にあることを表せる。例えば、それをやると自分の妻と心をつながれない、もう気持ちがつながれない。また小さい子がインターネットでそれを見て、もう12歳、ほとんど一番もう 70% の人がもう12歳ぐらいだったら、もうそれをもう1回でも見たことあると言われて、それもその家族のこと、結婚生活のことに影響があります。自分の子供たちにも。私たちの罪は私たちだけじゃなくて、他の人、3代目、4代目まで影響があると言われています。 3 points and then some questions that I want to ask, leave you with for today. But the first point from today's lesson is that our sin hurts us. But our sin not only hurts us, it also hurts other people. And other people also pay the consequence for our sin. I didn't say this in Japanese, but I will say this in English. If you think about the fact that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, there were children in those towns, paid the consequences for other people's sin. Look at Exodus chapter 20 and Exodus chapter 34. I'll also look at Deuteronomy 5 verse 9. It says that our sin carries on to the third and the fourth generations. Our sin carries 3 to 4 generations beyond us. Both the continuation of doing that sin and the consequences coming from that sin. Which one of those consequences is continuing to do that sin? Lots of different biblical examples. Ham, Abraham, David. I could give lots of examples. And I even had a couple of present day examples, but we don't have a lot of time. So I just want to give one example of that. We really feel uncomfortable with talking about sexual sin in the church. But because it's so much a part of this chapter, I'm going to talk a little bit about it. And as I looked online, as I looked at the internet and did a bunch of different research, I was amazed by the research that I found on the internet. One of the things that I looked at is I looked at the effects of pornography and the effects of pornography in future or current marriages, and how that affects the husband-wife relationship, how that affects the children in the marriage, and affects them in their future marriages. And we don't think about it. A lot of times we think, it's just me. It's just my choice. Nobody will know. And we click. It damages. There's proof. People have their own stories. But there's also proof of how it damages marriages and it damages families. They say, one of the statistics that I read was that they estimate at least 70% of people 12 years old have been exposed in some way to pornography. And then they did research on how that affects their future relationships, and their future, the way that they view the opposite sex. Sin hurts us, but it also hurts other people. There are consequences that other people have. 次は、旧約聖書を読んだら、神様がその罪がない子供たちにも、ソドンとゴモラにある子供たちも破壊して、これはどういう神でしょう、なぜそれを許されたのかという疑問は確かにあると思います。でそれを正直に聞いてもいいと思います。ただその質問に関するこの一つのポイントを言いたいのです。基本的に神様は破壊するつもりはないです。神様は基本的に愛がある、恵みがある、 哀れみ深く忍耐強く神様です。今朝オステンの祈りでその言葉も使った愛の神、恵みの神、許しを与えてくださった神、聖書にもそれがたくさん書いてある箇所もあります。神様が破壊するときにはその動機は愛の動機から、また癒して元に戻るために破壊することがあると私が理解しています。これを見たら神の御心は基本的に愛で、破壊するのは正直に言うとやりたくない、でもやる、その愛のためにやるしかない時はある。その時に神様がその愛のためにそれをやってます。手術を考えたら、がんがある時には体を切ってがんを取るのはすごく痛いこと、でも切ってがんを取れないとそのがんが移して私たちがもっと痛みがあって亡くなる、まあ、そういう同じような考え方がいいと思います。 The second point is this: that God's ultimate heart, that God's ultimate character, God's ultimate purpose is love and create, to create. He's a creator, God. His ultimate purpose is not destruction. We can look at this and we can say, He allowed children in Sodom and Gomorrah to die. They were destroyed and they had a painful death. Sulfur rained on them. How could a loving God allow that? And I think it's fair and I think it's honest to ask that question. We need to face those questions in our faith. But I would say we need to look at it through the view that God is ultimately love. He is a creator God. And when He destroys, it is for the purpose of love, healing, restoring, recreating, to protect that which He loves. Then and only then, does God destroy or allow destruction to happen. That's my belief when I look at Scripture. And there's, I think, a lot of different stories in the Bible that we can look at to filter through that. But giving a very quick example is surgery. You know, when we find out that we have cancer, it's very painful. When my father had cancer, you know, they had to remove it, and there was all kinds of different complications that he had after that. But had they not done the surgery to remove the tumor, that tumor would have passed to other parts of his body, and he would have had even worse complications. So that's how I look at when God destroys. It's like surgery. It's like He's cutting out a portion to save the whole body. Then and only then do I believe that God allows that to happen. We need to admit. これは結構重いけど、希望がありますよ。罪だけではなく、私たちの従順さによっても、それを世代へ祝福を与えることもあります。もちろん罪の結果を次の世代に移すことはあると同時に、従順さ、神様の御心を守ることでも
それをその次の世代に贈り物として祝福として与えられます。また、そこでも、たくさんの聖書の例がありますが、アブラハムの義人の行いによってロットとロットの家族が救われた。ことを通してゾワール町が救われた。イエスの従順さで神様を通して私たちが救われています。良い家族を見たら、その良い家族がどんどんその祝福を次の世代にも与えています。僕の家族ではたくさん罪がもちろんあります。お父さんとお母さんはまず神様を愛し、まず神様を大事にしていることははっきり分かっています。二つ目は、二人ははっきり互いに愛し合ってその夫婦関係を守っています。それははっきり分かります。その二つのことは私の家族に、私と私の兄弟にすごく祝福になっています。私たちの罪だけでなく、私たちの神様への愛、神様への従順さでもこの世代から次の世代へ移すことができます。それもはっきり分かります。 And so the last point, this has been a really really heavy heavy message, but there is hope as well. It's not only our sin that we pass from generation to generation. It's also our love of God, our obedience to God that we can pass, we can choose to pass from generation to generation. In the Bible, in that same passage where it said our sin goes to the third and fourth generations, it said, but if you obey my commands, that will be a blessing up until 1,000 generations. The blessings exceed the sin. So let's remember that. We have to remember that. There's lots of different examples in Scripture that we can use. Because of Abraham's righteousness, Lot and his family were spared. Because of Lot's somewhat righteousness and God's graciousness, Zoar, the city of Zoar, was spared, was saved. Because of Mary's obedience to God, through Jesus, we are saved. So when we obey God, it blesses 1,000 generations beyond. And I also want us to remember that, just as an example, is we can see that in our families as well. My family is not perfect. We have a lot of brokenness. But we also have a lot of blessing and a lot of good. I know, without a doubt, no question, my parents, number one, they love God above all and everything else. Number two, after God, they love each other. And they will do whatever it takes to protect that love and protect that marriage. They just celebrated 50 years. And they didn't have ups and downs, but they made that their priority. First to love God, second to love each other. And that is a blessing that I have received. So our obedience and our love of God can be passed to other generations. 先ほど一つ、
英語で言ってたんだけど日本語で言わせた。それは罪は3代目4代目までその結果が続いています。でも私たちが神様の御心を守ってくれることは新命記の五章の十節を見ると、仙台の町じゃなくて数字の仙台までその祝福が続いています。罪より祝福が従順さが続いています。それは私たちの神、私たちの神はそういう神だから。でそこで私たちは希望があると信じています。じゃあ最後に3つの質問を考えて、でそれから皆さんに祝福をしたいと思います。まず あなたの人生の中でどんな罪があなた、また他の人を傷つけているでしょう、または将来にも傷をつける、それになることがあるでしょう。それを今週考えたいと思います。今でもどういう罪が自分の中にあって、どういう影響が自分にも他人にも今でもこれからもなるでしょう。2つ目、今まで自分の経験では、自分の範囲では、他の人の話を聞くでは、もし神様ははっきりわからないなら、今まで神様はどのように彼の憐れみや忍耐を示されてきたでしょうか。わからないなら聖書も見て読んでください。でも聖書だけじゃなくて自分の人生、また自分がしている人を通して、どうやって神様は自分の憐れみと忍耐を示されたのか。神様がずっと待ってて、私たちが悔い改めることを待っています。3番目、次世代を祝福するためにあなたは今何をしているでしょう、または何をしたいと思っているでしょう。今の生き方、今の行いでどういう祝福を次世代にシェアしたいんでしょう。それは年上の方、年寄りの方を考えるべきだけではなく、もちろん年上の方がその時が近づいています。今の若者でも、中学生、高校生でも、小学生でも、今決めてやっていることは将来にも続いています。どういうふうに自分が次世代に祝福するんでしょうか。それも考えてほしい。この3つの質問、はい、3 questions。 These are the questions that I'd like you to reflect on this week based on Genesis 19. What sin in your life is damaging you and others, or made you so in the future? What sin do you have in your life that's not only hurting you but is also hurting other people? Sin from your past and current sin. How is that affecting, or how is that potentially going to affect in the future? I think you have to even think about potential, because that's when you start to think a little bit more seriously about how to change. who can change that for you, and how can it be changed for you? What do you need to do? Number two, how has God shown you His mercy and His patience so far? You can look at stories in the Bible to remind yourself. You can think about stories that other people have. But we see that God is a God of mercy and a God of patience. That He doesn't say, oh, sin, bam, destroyed. When He went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He said to Abraham, the outcry is so great against these people. It means for several generations, something had been going on, and many people had been hurt through the process. But He's still patient enough that He tells Abraham and allows Abraham to intercede on their behalf before He does it. And then He tells Lot, and He lets Lot intercede for them before He destroys. That's how patient He is. That's how merciful He is. He doesn't have to do that, but He does. So how have you, in your life, experienced God's mercy and patience so far? And number three, what are you doing now, or what do you want to do to bless future generations? Close with that third point. Not only our sin, but also our obedience and our love blesses up to 1,000 generations. So what are you doing now to bless future generations? Or what do you want to do? People who are just a few steps away from the grave tend to think about this very seriously. People who are at the beginning of their life tend to not think about this so seriously. That's why we make a lot of stupid decisions and mistakes when we're in junior high school and high school and university and just out of university. I know, because I'm one of them. We don't think about this. But what are you doing, or what do you want to do to bless future generations? It's an important question to think about. Lastly, speaking of blessing, I want to read the words of these two scriptures on you as a church as a blessing, and ask God to guide you. This message from Sodom and Gomorrah, to be honest, was really, really hard for me. Facing sin, facing my sin, facing our sin, facing the reality of the result of that. But I also believe in who God is. I believe that God is a merciful God. And I believe that He can bless. I believe that He can restore. I believe that He can forgive. So I want to pray this blessing on you. 最後に、この2つの箇所を、まず英語で、それから日本語で、皆さんの上に祈って、祈りたいと思います。神様は本当に憐れみ深く、忍耐強く、神様と信じています。正直に言うと、この創世記19章を読んだら、前に言ったように、やべえ、マジ、やべえ、ような言葉が書いてあります。本当にそう、本当にそう。本当に今週ずっと悩んでて、重く感じてました。これを読んだら自分の罪に向き合わないといけない。私たちの罪にも向き合わないといけない。その結果も考えなきゃいけない。それを重く感じています。でも、神様を信じています。神様は本当に憐れみ深く、本当に忍耐強い神様です。この祝福が先代まで続くことを心から信じています。ただ、この祝福の言葉を教会の上に、最後に祈りたいと思います。Pray this for all of you. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you gracious to you. Lord, turn his face towards you. Give you peace. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence with fault, without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.主があなた方を祝福し、あなたを守られますように。主が御顔をあなたに照らし、あなたを恵まれますように。主が御顔をあなたに向け、あなたに平安を与えられますように。あなた方をつまずかないように守ることができ、傷のないものとして大きな喜びを持って栄光の御前に立たせることのできる方に、すなわち私たちの救い主である唯一の神に、栄光、謙遜、支配、権威が私たちの主イエス・キリストを通して永遠の先にも今もまた余々限りなくありますように。アメン。